The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
Who do you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom, shakalaka!
Today on The Big Podcast with Shaq, a lot of NBA offseason stuff to catch up on. The Diesel's headed to the All-Star Game, and he's also opening a chicken restaurant and filming a reality show about it. Swimming with the Sharks, Pac-Man Jones is back. Of course, we'll get Borderline. We'll play a round of the classic Shaqcast Minute to Win a Game, Buzzer Beater. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
The first text I get is from Shaq. And he goes,
yo, you got to put them chips down.
Yeah. I was like, the first text.
Rob, I was talking to the cop that was behind you. He said, man, I was behind your friend, Rob. He was driving like Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Welcome back to the Big Podcast with Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, John Kincaid, Rob Jenners, B-Dog, the whole gang back together again in Atlanta.
I owe you guys an apology.
You don't owe us anything, man.
I sent you the wrong schedule.
What do you mean?
I know I put All-Star Game. The All-Star Game is Tuesday. I'm just coming back from the All-Star Game.
Oh, you're just getting back.
So
I watched you take batting practice.
Yeah, so the game I did was the Celebrity Legends game. Jamie Foxx, John Wall, a couple other people.
Oh, a bunch of people that have never been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all you got to do is just communicate with me with the guys that you want.
Okay.
All of those guys. You wanted Obama, I brought you Obama.
No, no, you
yes,
didn't.
I did.
Not who getting into this again.
Who like Joan Obama, yeah. Jim Obama? I mean, a little bit different. Rob is with us. Thankfully, we'll check on that every week.
We'll check on that every week to make sure.
He's losing weight, too.
And he's looking good.
That's the first thing he did when he got here, Shaq's like, stand up. I want to see you.
Stand up.
But you're looking good.
Yes, you are.
You are looking good. And it's good to have Rob healthy. It seems like the Shaqcast listeners are very concerned.
Yes.
Rob.
What's up, buddy?
I hardly even recognize you.
This is going to happen now. Yeah, this is going to happen now every week.
Let's hope he's half the man he used to be very soon.
It's never going to end.
Very soon.
Never.
And the thing is, though, is as was pointed out to me, and I had a couple people send emails in. They found me through the 6A The Fan website, which is, I guess, people find me on the internet otherwise. Shaqcast listeners wondering, Rob's not fat. You are not, you had a heart attack, but you are not fat. I made it out to him. You are not in great shape.
I was unhealthy.
But you are not fat.
I was probably about 25, 30 pounds heavier than I should have been.
Correct. But nobody would walk around saying, Rob's a fat guy.
No, he's not fat.
No. I'm just over a little overweight.
A little overweight.
I'm going to stop eating peanut butter and chips and apples.
Peanut butter and cheese.
Yeah. All that stuff.
And what about apples?
No, he can eat apples. Just leave the peanut butter off of it.
Yes. A little bit of the peanut butter off.
Somebody even sent me a song.
What's that?
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Well, thank God we didn't have to say goodbye.
Here. Let's just go back to where he was at.
That'd be horrible. Yeah. Can you imagine this? I mean, it's too much. By the way, big man.
Yes.
I saw you taking batting practice at the Celebrity All-Star game.
Yep.
And I also saw you do something that you never in a million years should ever freaking do.
Let me hear it.
You wore a Redskins shirt?
Yes.
I saw pictures of it.
Yes, I did.
What the hell are you doing? I'm an Eagles fan. You're a Cowboy fan.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
I wouldn't wear Redskin stuff to a rock fight.
Listen, the reason why.
What are you doing?
John, the reason why I could walk in any hood in America, because I show respect. We was in the Washington area. I went to JCPenney's to get a big and tall shirt, and they had one. It matched my little outfit. Matter of fact, same shorts I'm wearing now. the underwear.
Looks like a heavyset woman's blouse.
No.
They're shorts. Oh, okay.
No, because you know what I do? I buy like like 60. I buy 60.
Because you're thinking that the manaconda's poking out?
No, but I buy 60 because the legs are loose. And then
they're very loose.
A drawstring. Because
you look like you're in good shape, by the way.
A lot of people hit me about that.
What are you wearing Redskin stuff
because
for?
Because I was just showing respect to the people of Washington.
Guess what?
You're right. You're
Don't
correct.
Don't do it. Ever again.
You're
ever, we have a pact? Yeah, ever again. You don't do that.
You are correct.
Because
right.
you come off like a typical Cowboy fan
yes, right.
who then has a Laker hat in there and a Yankee hat.
Good point.
Because the typical Cowboy fan goes into, oh, it's a baseball season. Let me get my Yankee hat.
You know
oh, I'm a Cowboy fan. Let me get my Lakers hat.
I'm a man. I admit when I was wrong.
All right.
But I was just trying to show respect.
I
to
had people,
people
blowing me up on social media saying,
me too.
Watch.
You're not a Cowboy fan.
What's he doing? He's a Cowboy fan, isn't he?
But you like, know what about those people? Those are true fans. Those are the fans that I like. Guys that pay attention to
yeah,
little
that
stuff
they care,
like that.
Yeah, little details
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
I like that stuff.
I okay, found well,
so, Cowboy fans, well, I apologize.
While we're on the topic
okay.
of you getting on people, I have a listener here getting on you.
What about?
Do you remember a couple weeks ago we were picking our favorite players?
Yes.
Saying, and you said your favorite basketball player, John, of all time.
Magic Johnson.
Okay, here you go.
So I am here on Lancaster Avenue. Listening to one of my favorite podcasts,
there you
the
go.
Big Podcast with Shaq. And I hear Mr. John Kincaid say that his favorite NBA player was a f***ing Laker? Are you kidding me? A Laker? Really? All the great Sixers that are on that team, Dr. J, Moses Malone, Daryl Dawkins, and on and on and on and on. And you pick a f***ing Laker? Are you kidding me? You have lost your Philadelphia card, okay? You are no longer a Philadelphia guy anymore. I am revoking your card right now. That is the most ridiculous statement I have ever heard.
That is,
right, now,
that
who is that?
Brian in Philly.
Don't
Brian.
Respond is a good point.
No, no, no.
He makes
no, no,
a
no,
correct
no.
point.
I will say to Brian in Philly, first of all, Brian in Philly. Brian, by the way, you do realize I have police detectives and cops on the Lower Marion Police Force right in that area. Oh, so if you want
stop.
Trouble, I can
stop.
Send it your way. No, and
my
and
on.
My cousin is the fire chief.
You lost that argument.
He's got a point, though.
I did not know.
Yes.
Here's the point.
No, you gave no. me... See? See?
No,
see?
I
had John,
a point.
See?
Guess what? Allen Iverson wasn't committed enough to his career to ever get that kind of respect
That's
level.
That's not true.
He wasn't.
He went up against a juggernaut and lost.
No, I'm not talking about the one that the refs gave you back in 2000.
No, they gave me a minute
now. I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is the fact is Allen Iverson was never committed enough to be a good teammate and a good professional enough at the time. He was a talent. Dr. J would be in the discussion. He mentioned Daryl Dawkins and Moses Malone. Give me a break. They're not in the conversation with a Magic Johnson. It's my favorite basketball player to watch. And by the way, and my dad graduated from the same high school as Kobe Bryant, Lower Marion High School.
Okay.
So I will just tell you, I am a,
you did.
I'm a fan of the game. Yes.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the
All
game.
Right.
And
well,
as a fan of the game, I love that. That's great,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, well, you're going to get on him about the Redskins shirt. I mean, that's only
what?
A fair point.
Go
so.
On into Roach and O'Brien's right there on Lancaster Avenue. You go into Roach and O'Brien's and you badmouth at Kincaid.
Oh, yeah.
And let me just tell you.
It curb stomped.
You might not be seen 2 weeks later. There may be a body floating in the Schuylkill. Just
so it's been a few weeks since we
almost died.
Since we almost died.
Okay, well
Jack
no, that's, that would be just you.
It's been a few weeks since we've convened. Okay, let's.
You didn't get a chance.
What
to.
What do we owe you? What do we owe you?
Nothing. It's free.
No, I don't like nothing free. Though.
I ain't gonna
don't
do
like
that.
Free.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
a lot
right.
of
homeless people out there. I don't want to eat free. Appreciate you guys. I knew this was gonna happen too.
What?
We've been waiting 40 minutes, and I was like, as soon as John walk in the. Food gonna come.
Yeah, exactly right.
And he's gonna start complaining when I eat.
Now, Rob, as he's eating in front of
I
you,
I know. Yeah, you're gonna sit here and eat all the all
fries
that I can't eat. That's,
burgers.
That's, yeah,
you
that's
can't
good.
Eat fries no more.
Oh no, man!
No,
man, no.
Guess
no.
what? Though you can though.
Oh, well, I mean, look,
in
I can
moderation,
eat
everything in moderation.
Yeah. I can eat anything, it's
but
just
you should
a matter
be off
of
it for a little
you,
while.
What you choose to eat. So
I'm a little worried about his sex life too.
Me? Why?
Nope, already checked.
How did I
no,
do?
No, no, no. Listen to what I'm telling
already
you.
Already checked.
Okay. Okay, well, here's what I was told.
Doctor, they already checked.
Men, sometimes after heart attacks...
Ain't that what I just told you?
...have have less desire for intimacy.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Okay,
I,
sure?
I'm good.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that it's less desire, because when you get to the point of releasing...
Uh-huh.
That's when your
you
heart
get scared.
Goes,
and you start getting scared.
Yeah, get scared.
So don't
yeah.
be scared, Rob. When now, here's what you should be doing, and I know you're very good at it.
There's
practice.
Worse
you're
ways
practicing
to go.
It. You're practicing, I'm sure.
Of course.
So I'm
yeah.
sure you're doing a
yeah,
lot of practice.
Of course, man. You got to get your reps in.
So when you're getting your reps in, make sure that you are taking care. We love you.
Ms. Jenners, I'm not in this conversation.
No, I didn't.
And the
nor
big
did
thing
I
is, though,
this
is, and another thing that got reiterated to me, and I wanted to start the show with it today, is we love Rob like a brother. I've known Rob forever. Shaq's known him for
no, Rob
three
is
plus
a brother.
Years. He is a brother. And so even when we're busted on it, because Alan was very upset.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
He was very upset. He goes, I'd be surprised if Rob wanted to ever work with you guys.
Oh,
again.
Shut up. Come on.
Okay, just get that.
Stop with that.
We love Rob like a brother.
Look, Ray,
I love Rob with all my heart, okay, buddy? All right, I don't know what you're talking about or who you are. I love this guy. This guy is my heart.
Nothing beats him.
Yeah, thank you very much. You guys
there
both suck.
This is
a family. And if you can't bust each other's balls within a family, then I don't know.
He goes, what, did you guys show up at the hospital bed and make fun of them? Or
no,
I mean, there's timing
just
for everything.
Stop.
That's what I said.
I retweeted a bunch of people that said it only takes a band of family members to bust on each other after a heart attack.
Exactly.
That's 100%
right. That's what happens.
That's 100% right.
That's what happens. So,
we have not convened in a couple weeks since the LeBron move to Los Angeles. Now, we've talked about that in depth, but there's been a number of other things that have popped up. Were you surprised at all at Paul George staying in OKC?
No, because I talked to him.
You talked to Paul George?
I called him.
You did?
When was this?
Before the decision?
Yeah.
Okay. Unsolicited, or did he reach out to you and you knew you wanted to reach out?
Nope, I would just call him, make sure he was okay.
Call him, he's okay.
Man, I haven't been friends for a long time. I just wanted to see if he was okay.
See, now, the one thing I saw
he told me he was staying.
He said he was staying.
He told you he was going to stay.
Yeah. Well, I got to give, too, when we start the conversation, too.
I was surprised by that.
I was very surprised.
I was very surprised.
Let's give Shaq the credit, too, because he was unwavering in March that LeBron would end up a Laker.
Yeah.
You were unwavering. You didn't even hesitate, and I said to you.
Because like I tell you, John, like when we play these games, I follow patterns. I follow patterns of the questions and answers. So.
Okay, now you're friends with Paul George.
No, but hold on. Go back to LeBron.
All right.
We make a lot of money. We spend a lot of money, but we don't like wasting money. So if you're in Cleveland, why would you buy a $20 million house in Miami for 30 days out of the year? Oh, no, you must be moving to Miami. Dang, you play for the Heat. Sells that house, boom, boom. If you're in Cleveland, your house gets vandalized 2 years before you even make the decision. Why you got a house in L.A.? A $20 million house in L.A., you want to go 40 days out of the year and then go back to cold Cleveland.
Yep.
Got to follow parents. And his kids are enrolling in school there. His son and my son may play together.
Really?
Yeah. My God.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
With who? Shakir?
Yeah, Shakir.
Oh, my God.
Is the idea that wasn't his house vandalized in Los Angeles?
Yeah, they said it was, but no evidence.
Yeah, there wasn't any evidence because it got painted over.
Right.
I believe that as much
we
as I believe
that on the show.
MJ.
Yeah. Again, you circle back to that.
I'm just saying that point. But great job on Shaq's part nailing that. But Paul George, I'm forever going to look at him differently.
Why? What do you mean?
Because
he's staying in OKC?
Yes.
Why?
Because
what is that?
Because he stayed with an outfit that will not win more than 53-54 games and will not be competing for any kind of championships. They're not competing
for
a championship.
Well, in the Western Conference, no.
Yes.
I mean, you've got too much happening in the Western Conference. To me, that
is very... I'm going to look at him differently because he had his chance.
But I have to disagree with you.
Oh, no, go for it.
He's going to jump on the bandwagon.
Okay, so he can be an afterthought.
It doesn't matter. He's old school. A legend, I'm not going to say his name, told me the other day, he was talking about the competition and how people think now. He said, do you want a ring or do you want respect? Or do you want both? There's only one way to get it both. You got to beat the best.
Well, he won't
not
be
join them.
He won't be doing that in Oklahoma City.
I like him even more. Because him and Westbrook believe that they can beat, and that's how you want it to be. Because when you were growing up, when we were growing up,
sure,
we watch Boston and LA duke it out.
Oh my gosh!
And I was a Laker fan growing up, and then finally we got them, and hey, we're on top, and then here comes the Pistons. Yep. Bad boy. All right, who's going to take? Oh, here comes, like, that's how it's supposed to be. So now you got the Golden State on paper may be one of the best teams put on paper, but.
And I'm going to tell you that Oklahoma City this year was lucky to make the playoffs. They were two games. They did not have a playoff spot clinched till like 2 days before the end of the season. And they were.
That's because they don't play the right way yet.
I agree with you. They don't. And I don't think Billy Donovan's long term.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that is terrible.
Just to get John. Just to get his blood.
I don't think I don't think Billy Donovan's long term for the NBA, and I think he's going to be back in college.
Well, I'll tell you about coaching. It ain't got nothing to do with the coaching, the players.
Well, who are you going to get? You going to get another Tyronn Lue puppet?
to come in there?
Well,
because that team needs to be coached. That team, Oklahoma City, if they're going to get, if you're going to get the most out of that roster, that team needs to be coached.
They need to do one thing: sacrifice. How can I coach Carmelo in four games in a row, getting no points in the fourth quarter? Can't coach that. You got to want it, John.
Oh, I got you. I just
Phil Jackson and Pat Riley ain't have to tell me shit. I wanted it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, sit your ass down. Don't say nothing. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Coaches is overrated. Just like from Tyronn Lue. The year the Cleveland lost, won it, they wanted it.
And by the way, Tyronn Lue, too, as I'm out in Vegas and I'm reading that Tyronn Lue, he was shocked by LeBron's decision and he was hurt by it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hurt by it? Ty Lue.
How about shocked
you know
by
the
it?
Big, you know the big house you have? Thank your man, LeBron James, for giving it to you. You know the respect you have in the coaching ranks? Thank LeBron James for giving it to you. He's out of his mind. He was hurt and shocked and hurt,
one that caught me,
but
yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah.
He was hurt by it. Ty Lue doesn't listen to this show because nobody thought he was going back to Cleveland.
No.
I mean, and the thing
most
is...
Most shows. I think a lot of people had just pretty much come to the conclusion.
I would say thank God. Guess what? I say thank God to you right now because I could do a podcast, and I could do a podcast that gets mediocre attention and everything like that, put Shaquille's name on it, and then all of a sudden you got people all over the country going,
nothing to do
man.
With me.
All right.
No,
yeah.
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm like Ty Lue on this podcast to Shaq.
No, it ain't about that. You know what we are? We're the Golden State of podcasts. We pass the ball.
And we do.
That's true.
We do. That's a good one.
That's true.
I'm the big man. John's the point guard. I got a hell of a shooter running the board, and I got an erratic scorer over here.
But I don't think I don't remember who on Golden State had a heart attack. I don't remember that.
I don't think anybody
had that. Hopefully he's gonna be all right.
Wow. Well, did the signing of Boogie, was that the one that had your blood boiling?
No.
Really?
No.
There was another suspect, and he kept it secret.
Sure. Can you say it now or not? That it was going to be Boogie.
Nope.
When Boogie signed with Golden State, I thought that was it.
No.
I was like, that's the one that's going to get
him. Are we allowed to say it or not?
You can guess who it is.
You can guess.
And it was someone
another
to sign with Golden
person,
State.
A person who could fill that exact same role that Boogie Cousins is going to fill for them when he gets off the disabled list in February.
I know.
We know.
I don't know. No, I can't think of it.
Yes.
Think Atlanta.
Think of
the connection. Orlando, Lakers.
Are we thinking Dwight?
Yes.
Oh, well, that was the trade, though. I didn't think he was going to go to Golden State.
He went as free agent.
He got bounced.
He went as a free agent.
They brought him out.
Yeah, but he's a free agent.
And then he got bounced to Washington.
He's a free agent to Washington.
He got traded to Brooklyn. Brooklyn didn't want him. They bought him out.
And they bought him out, and then he was a free agent.
Yeah,
so he could go anywhere he wanted. See, that's where it got confused.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a scenario.
Yeah, well, he could have, though. And they considered him.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
Now, so here's the question that I have now, because now he's in Washington. Mm-hmm. And Washington's been trying to build on that core for a while. Now they've got Bagley in there, you know, Wall and all those guys. Is Dwight good or bad for that team?
I don't think he hurts them.
Because I've seen a lot of people saying he's going to bust that team up.
No, I think they'll become a little better. Especially now with LeBron now out west.
I think they're a little better.
I heard from a great reliable source in Charlotte. Okay. His family works for Charlotte. He said when Dwight got traded, the players cheered.
Oh, I bet. They cheered in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's
not good when you leave, they cheered.
There is
I got traded. Just crying.
There is a pecking order in the East. It's Boston, clearly number one.
Yeah.
It's the Sixers, clearly number two. And then there's a ledge. And it's Toronto. I think Toronto and Washington are the three.
Toronto's done.
Well, you think they're done, do you?
They've always been done.
What if they get now?
Toronto just hasn't made any noise in the postseason.
Yeah, but
that's
guess
the
what?
Problem. You can win 60 games, but if you can't get past the first round,
the stupidity
or the
of it is Toronto may make a deal for Kawhi Leonard.
He's not staying,
and he's not going to stay.
No, he won't stay there.
He's not going to stay. But I think what everybody saw now is Paul George. There were. By the way, I didn't know if you saw this with, I want to say the big lead, not big lead, big website had it. There were 300 some headlines this year that Paul George would be a Laker.
Oh, that's
all of
I
those
saw.
Headlines
oh,
were
yeah.
wrong. So all the Kawhi Leonard is going to be a Laker, that is absolutely fiction. You don't know it because you don't know what deal's going to, you don't know what's going to change in a year.
or what changes as far as you know what can be assembled.
Popovich will never trade him to the Lakers.
Not going to trade him to the Lakers.
Oh, no way. Not going to happen.
Not going to do that. So, I mean, it sounds like you're wrestling with him over there. Yeah. He was starving going
just
into this.
Off the plane.
You just got back from Atlantic City as well.
By the way, I know two people who were in attendance, and they said Shaq kicked ass.
At Atlantic
City?
That
it was so much fun, that the crowd was nuts.
Yeah,
like they had to turning people away.
Well, sure, that's how Shaq's gigs go. But they had to rebuild the DJ booth.
Yes, that's true.
At HQ2, I think was the name of the place. They had to actually lower the booth for him.
They had to lower
it? Because the booth was too small for him.
Too small.
So they had to rebuild it.
How long did they have to rebuild it?
It took them a couple weeks, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they couldn't take the top off.
I'm gonna show you a video. They had to lower it. This old man was rocking.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to show you the video.
I heard
right
they
now.
Took Rosie O'Donnell's old room from The View, and they just lifted the roof on it for
Shaq. Is that what happened?
It's that we had plenty of room to move around.
Gotcha.
Her dressing room. What old man was this? Because I heard the crowd was great.
This old man. And listen, he must have been a bodybuilder or something.
Oh.
I don't have
it. And I was told it was. I was told it was 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds. If you had drawn a circle.
In Atlantic City?
Yes.
Oh, the videos I saw looked like the damn Jersey Shore.
They said there were 30s and 40s people rocking out at the beach, having a great, great time.
Look at that. I ripped that guy.
Let me see this.
Oh, my God.
This guy's 80. He's a bodybuilder. Look at that.
He's a bodybuilder?
He was up front jamming the whole time.
Wait a minute. That's Burt Weiss.
Yeah.
That's Burt Weiss.
He looks like an Atlanta joke. That's an Atlanta joke.
You have to Google that. That does look like Burt Weiss.
Yeah.
It really does. He's jacked.
That's an Atlanta joke for you.
What's coming on with the... we have another reality show that Shaq has fingerprints on?
Of course.
Seems like it.
Okay, tell us about it.
It's patterns. You just saw me eat what?
Beef.
No, what did you see me eat?
I saw you eat Wahlburgers.
Oh, Wahlburgers, yes.
And what do they do to pew?
They use the celebrity brand. I mean, if Donnie and Mark...
What did they? Okay, they used a celebrity brand to start it, but how did it all over the country?
Oh, because the food's great.
And what else?
But I don't know what the hell you're looking
for.
I
actually do. You have the answer on the tip of your tongue. You just don't want to say it because you're trying to make me look dumb. You start a franchise. How do you get people to know about it? What's the quickest way to get people to know about it?
Yeah, oh, they put a reality TV show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
Wahlburgers on TV.
I'm just following.
So what do you? So you have a.
Mine's called the Big Chicken.
The Big Chicken.
Yes, the Big Chicken.
Wasn't that in Marietta? Georgia,
in Atlanta.
Suburban Atlanta?
We have a Big Chicken.
To be shut down.
Big Chick.
Yeah, it is the Big Chick.
Oh, okay.
I own the Big Chicken. Bark, bark!
So the Big Chick.
Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say.
Have you ever been to Cane's?
No.
All right, it'll be like Cane's, but with a remix.
Okay.
And this is happening in Vegas, by the way, right?
No, first one's going up in Vegas. The second one's in L.A. Third one's going to be here.
In Atlanta.
Oh,
this will be great.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of chicken is this?
Like chicken tenders, chicken sandwiches, chicken.
So it's fried chicken.
No, everything chicken, fried, baked, everything you think about with chicken be good.
Chicken.
Okay.
Yes, all that. Yes.
Going to have biscuits.
Yeah, all that. Macaroni.
There's biscuits and macaroni.
John's gotten worked up.
Rob, would you like to sit out this segment?
Matter of fact, when I do the grand opening in Vegas, you all are invited. Make sure I don't forget.
Wow.
Right. Make sure I don't forget.
Make sure I don't forget.
I just got back from Vegas, and it was awesome.
Yeah, you know,
it was absolutely awesome.
John,
yeah.
Can always hop on a plane and go back.
I did not. My wife and I just huddled up as...
You had mama, and you didn't let me treat you all to dinner? Don't do that.
No, we just...
do that. That's disrespectful, okay?
I'm sorry. Didn't realize.
Paris Hotel at the bottom. So
I know. I know Hex. I've been in there before. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. And the food's excellent, by the way. And it used to have that Kardashian candy store next door.
It did.
Turned it into another place.
No, it's not a Kardashian. It's my candy store.
Yeah, but it looked like...
Don't matter what it looked like.
Well, it folded now.
Yeah, then folded. John, you got to adapt. You got to switch up.
So now it's called Alexa or something.
Alexa, yes.
Alexa next to Hex.
Yep.
Okay.
It was awesome, though.
And it's a candy store?
I love Vegas.
No, Alexa's like a little lounge. You know, drinks, live bands.
But, like, there's different at night than it is during the day. You come during the day, you have a sandwich and something, and then at night,
somebody
might listen to music, veg out. It's awesome.
Okay. So, we're on Vegas, Did you want to mention Charles Oakley?
Yeah. Charles Oakley was cheating while I was in Vegas.
Was not.
Yes, he was.
They have video.
I talked to a close friend. He said it's all bogus.
What do you mean?
Because I called to check up on him and say, hey, man, Shaq, Big Oak all right?
Shaq, I'm going to tell you this. All right, this is what I'll tell you. He got pulling back. He's accused of pulling back a bet, and they have video evidence of it.
No. They got video evidence of his hand moving back.
Pulling back a chip.
I don't know what's under his hand.
Well, wait a minute. Shaq, I have played
There's three ways to manipulate the mind, Shaq. John. What you read, what you hear, and what you
Shaq,
see.
Shaq, I have played blackjack in casinos legally since I was 21. I promise you, anyone who has ever played cards in their life at a Vegas casino or any casino knows you don't even put your your hands are nowhere near your chips during a hand.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, it isn't. You're nowhere near it.
My hand's always near my chips.
No, not near the chips that you bet. As the table, chips you bet. Your hands are nowhere near unless you're trying to do something crappy.
That's not true. That right there was insinuation.
What do you mean? I'm not insinuating.
No, you are. You said your hands are nowhere near the chips.
Here are the
chips. Unless you're going to do something crazy.
When you are betting, the chips are over here. Your hands are here. The only reason I'm reaching over here is if I'm trying to manipulate my bet.
That's not the only reason. And I'm going to tell you why. I have OCD.
Okay.
My need to be stacked.
Okay, but you can still
If one is leaning, I don't care what doing it. I got to don't because it's bad luck.
But you know that's a crime.
It's not a crime.
It's
not a crime. It's only a crime if you take it and pull it back.
No. Once the bet has been made, if you touch the bet, you can be arrested.
I touch it all the time.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, I know you touch it all the time, Rob. You're probably getting a lot of experience.
You're still talking about the bet, right?
So look, again, I don't know if he did that and tried to pull a bet back. I don't know what he was doing. But me, all the time, my stuff got to be.
Wait a minute, though. The thing is, you're playing in VIP rooms that are private.
No, I'm John. Stop. I'm not a celebrity. I'm a regular guy. I play amongst the people.
Wait.
That's why people like Shaq. I play amongst the people.
Shaq, I've never seen you at a $10 table.
No, listen.
That's where I'm at.
Listen, matter of fact, last week in the Bahamas, I almost beat this dude up.
Why?
Because I do something I never do. I gamble big. And I was up.
And you never do that.
I never do that. I was up. So I came in with $1,000. So I put $100 on 11-12 and hit it the first time.
Oh, wow.
So now I got big bang. So I'm up to like $30,000. So now I just keep playing 11-12. So I'm ready to go. And I say, okay, let me take $10,000 and keep it. And I put $20 on the thing. And as I'm rolling, a guy called my name and I crapped out. I chased him to the casino.
I was mad.
Like, don't because you know people clapping at everybody's
Good. Everybody's trying.
Yeah, so it was like a guy, hey Shaq, what's up? And a 7, I was pissed.
Oh,
I just took off. You mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I still had the 10, but
like a mug.
But if I'd hit that number, cuz, I'd have 40. I'd have 40 more, cuz.
You were rolling them like a mug.
Nah, but anyway, I talked to a friend. I talked to a close friend of Oakley's. He said it was all BS.
Of course Oakley's friend's going to say that. I'm going to tell you, if they got video evidence of it.
It's not video evidence, John. They just got his hand doing this.
You ever see anybody get taken out in Vegas?
I've
seen people get taken out, though, for drunkenness at a table.
I had a guy
a couple times.
Yeah, that's
where they've escorted somebody off.
That's a true story. When I was young, I had a guy that was sitting next to the table, and he'd have his chips right there. He'd have it palmed.
Oh.
And he go like that. And be like, hey, man, you missed a bet. And they go, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh.
And like he's just laughing. He's just laughing the whole time. He's just sitting right there in the bar.
They don't treat you well if that happens. Believe me, I'm telling you. Do not cheat at the casinos.
No.
Because they do not mess around.
They cheat us.
They do not mess around.
Are you Shark Week's coming up? Are you swimming with the sharks?
What?
I'm going to tell you all what happened. Because we're all best friends here.
Okay.
They bill me. Okay. First day I get there. I don't want to do it, but they made me offer. I can't refuse. So I said, okay. So at Atlantis, they got this big old fish tank. And they said, all right, go in there with the sharks. Nah, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
So a couple guys go in there. The shark's not even looking at them. So I stay by the steps like a little girl first, and the sharks ain't mess with me. So I walk to the middle. They don't mess with me. I go to the edge. They don't even look at me. Big old sharks. I'm like, okay, so now I'm cocky and I'm comfortable.
Oh,
So now we go to the ocean. I thought I was going to be swimming amongst it, but they said we got a cage, which was even better for me. I said, perfect.
No, they don't let you do that with a cage.
So
But you're having to wear a snorkel, right? I mean, you're having to wear a tank.
They actually called it hookah. So
a hookah, all
right. They got the tank. I didn't want to wear the tank, so they had the big straw.
Okay.
So I could be loose. Hold on, the straw. Let me finish. No, he can't bite the straw.
Oh, they can't?
He can't bite the straw because you're in the cage.
Oh, okay.
So the cage is 20 foot. And I even got a security stab a motherfucking knife. Excuse my French. Just in case. I got it right on my leg, just in case something go haywire.
Did they give that to you or did you bring it?
No, they gave it to me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Because you could use them at service stations in Atlanta, for God's sake.
The cage was 20 feet. Beautiful cage. Right. Shag on the front. Yeah. Entrance was like this.
What?
Oh, so it was like about, well, like about a foot and a half.
Yeah, but really this big. So they chumming it. Boom, boom, boom. Big sharks is coming, right? So I'm sitting in the cage. I'm not panicking. I'm sitting down on the floor in the back, and the big cage is bumping up. Boom, boom.
A couple of them
stick their nose in. Boom, boom, boom. Out in the back, I see a little mug go like this.
He gets
in the cage. I'm going to show you the video.
Hold on.
He gets in the cage, so like 20 feet, I'm at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's about like 15 towards the top. So I'm like, okay, don't panic. The bubbles and stuff going. So he's trying to get out. My f- comes down.
Oh, no. He comes down.
So when I go up, I kind of bumped him. And I grabbed the other camera, and then the dude grabbed from the back and got, I'm going to show you a video.
Oh, my God. I'm
going to show you.
I didn't realize any of the sharks could have fit through the little opening in the cage. Like, they're not supposed to be able to. Right. Well, yeah, but
it's
they're
enough
not
to
supposed
bite your
to be.
Jugular.
Yeah.
It's enough to cause you, you know, lacerate
you
on
your
leg.
That's terrifying.
Here it is right here.
Terrifying. All right, so this is Shaq underwater.
Okay.
Shaq's right there.
Oh, my gosh.
See the guy trying to grab him. Now watch me come up. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, that man got out of that cage quick.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You're out of that cage fast. Look at you. Gone.
No,
I'll tell you
what.
This.
The shark should be getting in right by now. And then the guy comes up, tries to grab him. And then he saw me just come out of the water.
Yep, you're right. That's the fastest I've ever seen.
Yeah. Shaq didn't move that fast last 3 years of his NBA career. Got to tell you the way he moved.
Cold,
but
man.
I moved that fast against Philly in the finals.
Oh, you did.
Tim Dunaghy and the boys did a good job.
Here's the one in the tank. As I told you, I came down by the stairs. I'm real nervous. But they're not even looking at me. But you see me, my thing is just stay close to the stairs. Even if one catch a hold on you, just stay by the stairs.
So Shark Week on Discovery, you can see all this stuff, I'm sure.
Hey, I can't wait to see that.
When is that coming, Sunday?
I think it comes up this Sunday.
I'm watching it.
So it's next week.
Yes. So Shark Week this weekend.
So it's actually Sunday ahead. Yes.
Yeah, Sunday ahead of us.
There we go.
And one last thing before we move on. We have a couple more things to get to, but guess who's back?
Who?
You got
I saw that.
Jared Porter in the middle of the f***ing field talking shit to everybody. Then when somebody say something to him, he only supposed to be on the f***ing field.
It's like, I don't say an excuse.
And it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, I was just
it wasn't
about,
his fault.
So it was Pac-Man
I was just about to say, I would have did the
in
same thing.
In a fight at the Atlanta airport.
That he did had nothing to do to
instigate. The guy was like goading him and like, you know, just trying to like provoke him.
Yep.
He kind of barked back at the guy and then the guy just jumped in, took a swing at him. I think he was like an airport worker too.
You know the worst thing he did? Dudo, he dropped that Popeyes.
Oh yeah.
My heart sank when he dropped that chicken.
My heart fell to the floor when he dropped that chicken.
Oh, stop. Just stop.
Okay, now if I make that joke,
stop.
We get 500 letters.
Yes. Oh yeah. You're
these
fired.
These two
you're
are
off
just
the
like
show. You're
there
off
you go.
The
They're making the same
joke.
Thing. So.
All right.
Well. Hey, we've all seen the news.
Hold on, let me talk about that fight now. Where the guy messed up at was Pac-Man plays defense.
Yeah.
So what he did, you know, one of those defensive holding moves, and a guy kept swinging, and then Pac-Man just brought him close, and that's when he hit him with
that
final right.
That's when he hit him hard. Good for him.
Yeah, he hit him with that final right, yep.
Yeah, you're right. He held him off just long enough, too.
Way to go, Pac-Man.
We know Pac-Man's attorney, Manny.
Yes.
Manny Arora.
Yeah.
And it's nice that Manny had they got called for an incident at the airport, and he's not the aggressor, and it wasn't his fault. So good job, Pac-Man. I'll tell you this, he's welcome anytime in the studio, right?
Come on by and hang out with us. Oh, yeah.
Pac-Man can come hang out.
He has no filter.
That'll be great. Oh, he has no filter. He'd be funny as hell.
He would be great.
Pac-Man, we need you.
We'll reach out to him.
We need you.
Did you hear what he said about the players?
About what?
He said the players should find another way to protest.
Really? Well, there you go. Hey, we've all seen the news recently. Wells Fargo has definitely had their ups and downs, a company with a storied past, and a big part of that past was built around building trust. back in the day when the country headed west for gold, just like Shaq did when he left Orlando, Wells Fargo was the bank trusted to bring it back east. But somewhere along the way, I think Wells Fargo lost their way a little bit.
So now Wells Fargo is working hard to earn your trust again. They're making things right by ending product sales goals for branch bankers. They're refocusing on customer satisfaction, making it a top priority. They're working with more transparency and accountability and fixing problems proactively.
And that's what makes all the difference, getting back to the basics, back to the things that matter. Wells Fargo's back on that road again. It's good to hear about all the changes and all the new initiatives that are paving the way towards a bright new future.
It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like their first day. See what's new at wellsfargo.com/renew. Establish 1852, reestablish 2018.
Hey, new to Podcast One Sportsnet are a couple great shows, Baseball and Chill and the Big 12 Podcast. You can listen each week to Kelly Nash and Scott Braun from the MLB Network as they cover all the big storylines and trending topics on and off the diamond on Baseball and Chill.
Then jump over to the Big 12 Podcast and listen to Chuck Cooperstein each week as he checks in with the Big 12 Commissioner and other guests to go over the best highlights and look ahead to the biggest events in the conference.
Love Cooperstein. Hey, listen free to both of these shows exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOneSports.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you love the show, share it with a friend and leave a rating and review.
There's Jaina. This week's edition of Borderline.
All right, gotta love that.
All right, so we've been talking a fair amount of NBA today, so let's start with Steph at our Gmail, who sends us this from Colin Cowherd. Now, this is Colin Cowherd talking about...
What do you do now?
Well, he's talking about the chemistry in a locker room, and I think he just chooses the wrong word here.
I love Chauncey Billups in my locker room. I love Chris Shane Battier. I liked him in my locker room. I like Udonis Haslem in my locker room. Some guys lubricate a locker room.
Lubricate a locker room.
Why, that's not the right word to use there, right?
Hey, you know what? I wish Shannon Sharp would have said that line.
Oh, my God. Don't worry.
Lubricated enough.
He's coming up in a few minutes. Don't worry about that.
Some guys
just lubricate a locker room.
You know what? I promise you next year.
Who lubricated your locker room, Shaq?
Me.
Shaq brought the lube.
And I used to, you know what I used to do? Shoot a lot of great energy.
Yeah, you did.
And he brought the lube with him.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Absolutely.
Some guys lubricated.
It's unbelievable.
Ernie, I like this move because, as you can see, he lubricated the locker room.
Locker room needed to be lubed.
That's the wrong word to use.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Lubricated the locker room. Like, why? This one comes to us.
Lubrication time. Come on. It's a party going on right here.
Some lubrication.
And if it's dry.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Some lubrication to grease on up that rear.
Wow.
So here's a good sign. And your latter too. You ain't got that
like
lube, but guess what I do? Everybody knew.
And it's 2 weeks in a row for Colin Cowherd.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Yeah. I think Colin really wants to be on the show. Colin, I'll text you again, see if you want to be on.
Yeah.
Oh, lubricate the locker room. All right. This one comes to us from Borderline Detective Anil.
What
but we haven't
now?
Heard from it while Shaq can't get it together.
Lubrication. Let's all lubricate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. Her name is Heather. Everyone.
Come on.
Oh, I like him a lot.
It's some lubrication.
And he over here dying.
He was serious too. Some guys just lubricate
the locker room. Well, one more time.
I love Chauncey Billups in my locker room. I love Chris Shane Battier. I liked him in my locker room. I like Udonis Haslam in my locker room. Some guys lubricate the locker room.
Understand Skip Bayless ran in the studio and said, what? What? What?
What? What was that? Not sure.
All right, so moving on to Borderline Detective Anil. We haven't heard from him in a while.
How are you, Anil?
This is from a
lazy ass.
Fox News was talking about...
Some guys just lubricate a podcast.
This was Fox News talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I wouldn't have thought of Anil as a Fox News viewer.
We are. And I think they missed a word or two in this analysis of Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had a number of liaisons with women at his Santa Monica complex. Some of those women apparently came a number of times.
They missed a word in there. They missed a word. Came forward a couple of times. Something. There was a word
missing. We went to St. Monica's Church when we were in Santa Monica earlier this year, and that is Arnold's parish. And Charlie Sheen's dad's parish, Martin Sheen.
Oh, boy.
Parish. So I don't know if Charlie doesn't show up there much.
Some of those women apparently came a number of times.
Good for them. good for Arnold at his age.
Congratulations.
That's good if he can still deliver.
I wonder if he used lubrication.
Lubricate the locker room.
Unbelievable.
What he did.
That's a sticky situation, though. Could you stop and check?
Undisputed Detective Matthew.
Wow.
Who always sends us great stuff from Undisputed.
And he's one of their 17 viewers.
Exactly right.
So it's good.
Shannon Sharp talking about the...
My boy's back. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Shannon Sharp here talking about the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July.
Oh. I'm just going to get down today and get myself some hot dogs.
What was that?
That's how he makes the sound.
Okay, well, here you go.
Called a gag reflex. He's been able to suppress his for extended periods of time. Sometimes I'm watching it, I start to gag.
Why?
That's how I feel when I watch Undisputed. Very similar. I repress my gag reflex too watching Undisputed.
How does he know the definition of what a gag reflex is supposed to do?
I don't know.
He lubricated many a locker room.
Many locker rooms. That's how that works. All right. One more.
He tried to add some big words. He suppresses.
Yes.
One more. This is Skip and Shannon. Skip is trying to talk about how great Michael Jordan was as a player, and this just goes sideways.
Oh, Michael Jordan's best day. He didn't want none of this medicine.
He would make you swallow your own medicine.
Yep.
Yes, he would.
Skip,
he'd hold you on the ground and be pouring the medicine down your throat. You say, no, stop it. Yep. Stop. I'm out.
Hell in the world are they doing on that show?
Listen, I swear to you, there's always...
What are they doing?
They did that on national TV?
Oh, yes.
Winterback.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something wrong with that show.
On Michael Jordan's best day, he didn't want none of this medicine.
He would make you swallow your own medicine.
Yep.
Yes, he would.
He'd hold
you on the ground and be pouring the medicine down your throat. And you say, no, stop it.
Some of those women apparently came a number of times.
Who's that in the back laughing?
It's probably Joy Taylor.
I was going to say, was it? But
yes.
It didn't.
It's probably
how long? Joy's off the show
like
now, isn't she?
Yeah, she's off now.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Wicked
Witch. It's probably one of the other ones that they have filling in.
Yeah, I don't know who's. Yeah.
Joy's sentence was committed by the governor.
Yeah.
She got out.
She got moved on to Colin Cowherd's show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that is this week's edition. Of Borderline.
Hey, these days news travels lightning fast. Great if you're a sports fan, because between status updates, breaking news notifications, Twitter feeds, you can always be up to the minute on every team and every game. Now, that's great for sports, but it's the opposite when it comes to buying a car. You go online and you get bombarded with numbers. You get the invoice, the list price, the dealer price. You can't even figure out what's a good price anymore. But now you can, because you can use True Price from True Car.
It's the only price you need to know, because it's exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And how do you know if your True Price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people pay for the same car you want, so you know how to recognize a good price.
And your certified dealers know this, so they set their True Price competitively so that they can win your business.
So when you're ready to buy a new used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states. All right, we haven't played this game in a minute.
Buzzer Beater, baby.
This game's called Buzzer Beater.
Buzzer Beater, baby.
So you each have some topics there.
Yo.
Now, here's what I did in the sake of John not complaining about the fairness of the game.
By the way, you saw my tweet the other day.
Yes,
I met a podcast listener.
I saw the tweet.
In the airport, and he says he knows.
A listener.
And he says he came up and said hello to us in the gate.
Sore loser.
He knows that I am constantly getting screwed.
All right. Well, so what we did this week to make sure...
I can lubricate a room.
In the interest of fairness, quotations.
Okay.
I'm going to bring on the same listener for both of you.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll both get to go against this, go with the same listener here, and we'll see who does better.
Okay.
So you can't complain that you get screwed by your listener. So let's welcome Amir to the show. Amir, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, guys? What's going on?
What's going on, Amir? Where's is 312 Chicago?
Yes, it's Chicago.
Yes, it is. Chicago boy.
That is
awesome. What a great city.
In different area, because that's how I know what 312 is.
Got
pros.
Very good.
Pros.
He is a Chicago's a fun town.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'll be in Chicago August 1st, I think. DJ Diesel.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Amir's
got to get over there.
Yeah.
Who's going first,
yeah,
me?
Sure.
I don't think Rahm Emanuel's showing up.
Yeah, we can let Shaq go
first.
Yeah,
so,
go first.
Yeah, Shaq gets
Amir,
to go first.
Here's how this is going to work, man.
I'll explain to him.
I got sick. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Things that are black and white, from food to animals.
And you must get clues. Play. No, you can't do that.
Why not? I'm explaining to him.
You're giving him the clues.
You just say
things that are black and white.
Okay, my bad.
This
I apologize.
This never goes well. This never, all right. So,
I'm first,
Amir, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Shaq will go first. He has 10 items on his list. We'll see how many you can guess. Since it's always about black and white, the topic here is things that are black and white. Okay?
Ready?
For sure.
All right.
Got
60
you.
Seconds on the clock. Shaquille O'Neal. Go.
Not a horse, but he has black and white stripes.
Zebra.
Type of bear that has black and white stripes.
Skip.
All right, Skip. cookies. Black. Two black cookies, white in the middle. You dip it in milk. Okay. Not checkers, but...
Chess.
All right. They had a book, 100. It's a dog.
Dalmatian.
Okay. You wear this to the prom.
Tuck.
Yes. They're in the church. They're not allowed to have sex.
Skip.
Okay. Moo.
Cow.
Okay. You roll this in Vegas when you're playing craps.
Dice.
Okay. Cost 25 cents and they're sold on the corners.
Skip.
They're at the church. They're not allowed to have sex.
Oh, my God. None?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh!
Yep. And one more. Rhymes with.
What did he get? Eight?
You got nine.
I got nine.
No, you got eight.
No, you got nine.
I got an eight.
No, I got eight.
Oh,
got
no,
eight.
No, no, no. You
panda.
Didn't get Panda.
Yeah, Panda.
You missed Panda, yeah.
And he missed.
And you missed newspaper.
Newspaper.
Yeah,
because
newspaper.
You said it was a quarter, and they're like a dollar now.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
like a dollar now. That's why you didn't get it.
Okay.
But see, so that's a weird thing. You don't think about it.
Yeah, jeez.
How much?
Plus, I'm 21. Newspapers ain't mattered in a while.
Because you look at them on. Everything's on a device for you, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everything's on your feet.
Well, I'm going to try to Amir beat Shaq,
all right,
with telling you about things that attack people in movies, and you know sometimes that's like animals,
right,
sometimes it's like monsters, sometimes it's like. You ready?
So since John can't seem to stop laughing at my heart attack, the topic is things that attack people in the movies.
Are you ready?
All right, so we're gonna put 60 seconds on the clock. John Kincaid, go.
They have a fin and they swim in the ocean.
Shark.
They bite people on the neck and suck their blood.
Vampire.
They have a cauldron and she wears a pointy hat.
That's Skip.
They're dead. The Walking Dead.
Zombie.
The giant gorilla on top of the Empire State Building.
King Kong.
These are like computers that have legs and walk around. They're electronic humans.
Robot.
Yes. These are on like a ship and they've got swords. And they come and they steal all the stuff on your ship.
Pirate.
There's a giant lizard going through the streets of Japan.
Godzilla.
Yes. How about they coming down from outer space in Independence Day?
Alien.
Yes, that's a good one. How about things that explode out in Hawaii and they flow lava?
Volcano.
There you go. I think I just got
ten.
Ten.
Wow.
No, he got nine.
You got nine. And we win.
He skipped one.
What did he miss?
I skipped it, though, probably.
He skipped witches.
I got witches. No. The cauldron and the pointy
hands.
Yeah,
he said skip.
He said skip.
Didn't you say witches? Oh, okay.
No, he didn't get witches.
All I do is win, 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 no matter why. Monkey! Don't you know I want to check the monkey?
It's a celebration song. Uh-oh.
We might have to change that song after you beat a black guy. I'm just saying.
Hey, Amir, love you, buddy.
Good job, Amir.
Wow, that's awesome.
Damn, I got smoked.
Good job, Amir. No, you didn't. It was 9-8.
And
by the way, good job, Amir.
Thanks, Amir.
By the way, you...
Thank you.
I appreciate you, buddy.
You gave really good clues today.
The nun?
That was funny as hell.
Oh, that was crazy.
And to all of our Catholic listeners, that was very funny. As a Catholic, I was laughing at that.
They're in the church and they can't have sex. I thought he was going to say priest.
Which could also be priest, too, because they wear black and white.
Yeah, they do, and they don't
so
have
it's
sex.
It's the same thing, and they don't have... Well, maybe they never know.
We rock. All right, nobody, let's get out of here, roll.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Big Podcast with Shaq. Now, social media's been blowing up, the new Facebook page, and also social media and everything. Give it to us, B-Dog.
Yes, at the Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram. I appreciate it. That's really scary.
Oh, and by the way, we finally have at ShaqCast.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Yeah, so
on Twitter.
We have our official
Twitter
page now, at ShaqCast.
All you have to do is ask me. I can tell you I can get it done.
There you go.
Does it have a blue check, too?
Yes.
For both Instagram and Twitter.
I'm never going to get mine.
Rob's never getting his blue check.
I got my purple heart, but
and
not my blue check.
And if you had died without the blue check, I can only tell you that would have been a sad moment.
I know you just didn't use the D word.
That would have been a sad moment. Jesus. Hey, keep in touch with us. Make sure you're following along. We look forward to having you join us back next week. We should all be here, I think, on the Big Podcast with Shaq.
Make sure you lube up the locker room.
AP News Headlines is coming up next.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I like-